Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
So that smoke from the Western wildfires causing haze and even an air quality alert in effect yesterday, Miles. And to that effect, we'll see a little bit of that today as well. You have a story on this in the paper today.
Starting Monday night, we saw a lot of people taking photographs of these hazy skies with the cool glowing orange moon. And it really got even more noticeable yesterday on Tuesday with the hazy skies from all these massive wildfires that are going on out in the western states and in Canada also. The state DEC issued this air quality health advisory through most of New York State yesterday. They issued it during the day and it was in effect all the way through to midnight last night, basically warning people that to be careful, especially any kind of rigorous outdoor exercise for people who maybe have respiratory problems like asthma or emphysema. You know, we talked to the National Weather Service also about this, and they said these air currents and winds from the west have carried this smoke all the way across the country. And they say it was prevalent throughout New York State, a good part of the Northeast. And we also took a look at the New York State MESONET at UAlbany. This is this weather network. They had a lot of spotters and some modeling showing this smoke hovering somewhere around 1,000 feet above the surface of the earth in our area and higher. So, you know, it really explained what was going on there.
From there to a Golly Martha story. It has to do with Ciro's in Saratoga, a landmark that many people will recognize. Explain.
Yeah, this is that hot spot, Ciro's. It's a restaurant slash bar where, you know, people go to the track, and then this Ciro's is right outside the Nelson Avenue gate, and so it's a real hot spot. And so on Thursday was opening day of the track, and Ciro's reopened under new ownership. They were off to a good start, but on day two of the meet, they shut down on Friday, and there were a lot of questions as to why. So yesterday, our reporter John Cropley found out that their executive chef was actually arrested on Friday as a fugitive for a whole number of charges and various outstanding warrants involving his alleged crimes at various places, not just in New York State, in some other states too. And so we tracked back with the general manager at Ciro's yesterday and said they had no idea when they hired this individual. They knew him by the name of Bobby Missinelli, but in fact, according to state police, his real name is Robert S. Barber Jr. The new management got caught off guard and said, we just had to shut down Friday. You know, we're supposed to be the preeminent spot after the track, and we couldn't operate without our executive chef. So they've hired a new person who is going to start this week, who's there already, and they're planning to reopen on Thursday.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.